This is Dina Marie, host of Faith Moments, with another Advent Saint Spotlight on Mater Dei Radio. During the month of December, one of the greatest conversion stories of all times is remembered as we recognize the feast of Saint Juan Diego, but also Our Lady of Guadalupe. Saint Juan Diego comes up on the 9th of December, and of course, Our Lady of Guadalupe on the 12th. An incredible and truly miraculous story is unveiled as we encounter the life of a Catholic convert and a widower, Juan Diego. With us to reflect upon the life of Saint Juan Diego and the saint's encounter with the Blessed Virgin Mary is Father James Kubicki. Father James, thanks for coming back and helping us on our Advent journey.
Well, you're welcome, Dina Marie. Glad to be with you, and especially on this feast day to be talking about Juan Diego.
He's a fascinating saint and a newer saint that's been canonized just in the first part of the year 2002, I believe. But what a story. And for me, a convert, I always look to the converts and I like to see their particular story of how they came into the church. But give us a sense of this very humble, very lowly, humble man, also a widower. His wife had died, but very faithful to the Catholic faith.
That's right. And he was born before Christianity came to this part of the world. Tradition has it he was born around the year 1474. So, it was within 20 years of Christopher Columbus coming to the Western world. In time, then the Spaniards came to Mexico, and the Christian faith was planted. And Juan Diego would have been one of the first Catholic Christian converts, he and his wife. But it was in 1531, on December 9th, that our Blessed Mother appeared to him. And she called him Juanito. So speaking, in the Spanish, that was the diminutive form, the familiar form, calling him Johnny. And she comes near to him and asks him to go to the bishop to have and tell the bishop that she wanted a church built there. And of course he went to the bishop, and the bishop thought, who is this guy? And found it hard to believe that our Blessed Mother would have appeared to him. But he said, why don't you come back tomorrow? So after our Blessed Mother told Juan Diego that she wanted a church built, and the bishop heard this, Juan Diego told our Blessed Mother, look, I'm not the right person to go to the bishop. I'm just a poor, lowly Indian, and the bishop doesn't believe me. And she said, well, I'll give you a sign. And that's when she put the roses, Castilian roses, totally out of season, growing in a place that nothing could basically grow. It was very much like a desert. And she puts those in his poncho or tilma. And then on December 12th, Juan Diego appears and lets down the tilma, and the roses fall out. And the bishop is shocked not only by the roses from his native Spain, but to see the image of our Blessed Mother imprinted on the tilma. But what's so beautiful, Dina Maria, is I want to share with you and our listeners what our Blessed Mother said to Juan Diego, because I think it's something that we all need to hear, how much our Blessed Mother loves us and how close she is to us. So here's what she said to him. Know for certain, smallest of my children, that I am the perfect and perpetual Virgin Mary, mother of the true God, through whom everything lives, the Lord of all things near and far, the master of heaven and earth. I am your merciful mother, the merciful mother of all of you who live united in this land, and of all humanity, of all those who love me. Hear and let it penetrate your heart, my dear little one. Let nothing discourage you, nothing depress you, let nothing alter your heart or your face. Am I not here who am your mother? Are you not under my shadow and protection? Am I not your fountain of life? Are you not in the folds of my mantle? In the crossing of my arms. Is there anything else that you need? Do not fear any illness or vexation, anxiety or pain. I love those words, that I think our Blessed Mother wanted not only Juan Diego to hear, but each of us to place ourselves with Juan Diego and to hear those words spoken to us as well.
Yeah, it's such a powerful, true story that happened. You know, that as we look at the life of Juan Diego and the millions of conversions that came, you know, following this encounter with our Blessed Mother. But what does she say? I'm with you. I'm your intercessor. Don't worry. Don't be anxious. I am your merciful mother. You know, to give us that grace so we can know her son, you know, and I think that's so the beauty of Our Lady is always she wants our salvation. She wants us to be in the home of the king, you know, her son, the king. And what a beautiful message for us to hear from such a humble servant, right? She goes to Juan Diego, the lowly, the ones that the kings don't listen to, or the bishops maybe don't listen to, but Our Lady listens to and cares for.
Right. And you know, Pope Saint John Paul called her the woman of the new evangelization, you know, because that evangelization that which happened in Mexico between 1531, when she appeared to Juan Diego, and 8 years or 9 years later in 1540, 9 million of the indigenous people of Mexico had become Catholic Christians. And so it was one of the greatest evangelization stories, missionary stories in history. And Pope Saint John Paul pointed to her to say, we need that same kind of conversion today, where we live in such a secularized world where people have forgotten God, forgotten the love of God revealed in Jesus. And so just as our Blessed Mother came using the method of the time, basically an image of herself as an indigenous woman pregnant with Jesus. Just as she came showing that, so today we need to use methods that our culture and our people of today will listen to and understand the love that God has in giving us Jesus.
Absolutely. Father James Kubicki with us as we reflect on the Feast of Saint Juan Diego. Our newest parish here in the Archdiocese of Portland is named after Saint Juan Diego over there in the Cedar Mill area. So happy feast day to all of you. Father Hans is the pastor over there. And of course, Our Lady of Guadalupe. You mentioned the patroness, and she is our country's patroness and of the Americas. And I think what a beautiful thing for, of course, for the unborn. We particularly tie her to our message of the respect and dignity of all human life, particularly the most vulnerable. You know, just your message, Father James, in this Advent season to maybe call upon Juan Diego and Our Lady to guide us in those times of trial.
That's right. You know, we may feel unworthy. We may feel, you know, that we're burdened. In Juan Diego's case, he tried to avoid our Blessed Mother because she was delaying him from going to his uncle Juan Bernardino, who was sick, and he wanted to help his uncle. And our Blessed Mother said, "Don't worry, I'll take care of it." And it turned out that she also appeared to Juan Bernardino and then healed him. So if we turn to our Blessed Mother who brought us Jesus, Jesus came to us through Mary. We can go to Jesus through Mary ourselves. And if we trust her protection and her love, we can show confidence that just as she helped Juan Diego and Juan Bernardino, so she'll be present helping us in our lives as well.
Amen to that. Father James, will you help us close this time together with your prayer and blessing?
I'm happy to do that. Heavenly Father, you raise up saints throughout history. You came to our Blessed Mother, and she was immaculate, free of all sin. And she embraced your will totally. And you came through her to Saint Juan Diego. Come to us now as we anticipate the season of Christmas, as we anticipate your son's first coming. Come to us in a special way this Advent so that our hearts may be open to the grace you wish to give us. And we pray your blessing upon us and all our families and friends. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Father James. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too.